I'm happy now to welcome Doug Nava. He is running for City Council in District 1. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it greatly.
Now, this is a three-way race. We heard yesterday from Russell Simon and incumbent Chris Calvert. District 1, why did you decide to run for City Council?
Well, the whole vibe of City Council is not something that's popped in my head overnight. This is something I've looked at for years. I work for taxation revenue. I'm a tax examiner for the state of New Mexico. And, you know, my challenge to run for City Council has probably been more in my head the past few years than it has probably when I thought about it many years ago. You know, many years ago, it was just that local boy that wants to see if he can make good and do something for the citizens of the city of Santa Fe, not just born and raised natives, citizens as in everybody. I mean everybody. And in the past few years, you know, we've looked at economic crises and we've seen all this stuff. And to know that that I hear this every day from people as on the state level to say, well, maybe there's something I can do on the city level. I can't make decisions. I'm not a legislator. I'm not a senator. I'm not all that stuff. But as elected official for city council, to maybe make decisions that benefit everybody that do make their way on the other side of the fence when it comes to the state. Or maybe as an elected official, it might be easier for me to reach a senator or a legislator so they'll listen to me. Because sometimes elected officials listen to elected officials.
That is so true. What are some of the issues that you're most passionate about? What are the things that people are coming to you with?
Well, you know, I'm known as the tax man. I'm known as the gross receipts man, I think, of this whole election. You know, the person who understands how revenue is generated into the city. You know, I work where the revenues are collected. So, you know, I understand the percentages that go over. And we all know that when it comes to the budget of the city of Santa Fe, it is based off our gross receipts revenue. And we, you know, hopefully to educate the public on the city level so that the gross levels do come through, you know? I mean...
What kind of education are you talking about?
On getting their grocery receipts filed on time, making sure that they're in compliance, making sure, you know, how important it is. You know, when I hear people every day that's, when I say, oh, there's no money for schools and there's no money for this and there's no money for that and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, are you reporting your grocery receipts?
Yeah, and the relationship between, on the one hand, wanting to keep everything that you think is yours because you earned it, and on the other hand, wanting to have services.
Exactly. And, you know, and I teach a class for the state of New Mexico on how to run your grocery receipts. And I've taught that class many a times in the past few years. And today was my first chance back for the beginning of the year after a race. And it's funny because a lot of stuff that I've learned on the city level, I kind of incorporated in this class. It's like I, you know, to make sure things go right. And, you know, I've had a few people who are scared that I'm running for city council. I think they think I'm out there as some kind of, like, the tax collector. He's coming forth and blah, blah, blah. You know, and people, so, I mean, I had one person that said that he's worried about somebody like me being on city council because I guess he thinks I'm out there to shut everybody down. And I'm like, you kidding? I'm not out there to shut you down. I'm out to keep you open.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's what my thing is. You know, one thing that we keep talking about and I've heard other people talk about is through the election, through a couple of my opponents is, you know, making it so people can have businesses in the future, making it people can do this. You know, I'm all for business in the future, but I think I would rather concentrate on keeping the ones we have now so that we can have a future because if everything's shutting down now, then what is it really the future?
What are some of the other issues that are of concern to you? Let's talk, for example, about water.
Well, you know, my issues on water, I think, are the issues of everybody that's from here to make sure we're using our water efficiency correctly. And once again, that's the form of education. Every year, you know, we read in the Santa Fe Reporter the top 10 water users and all these people that do this. And you read that. And when they contact some of these people have said, oh, they lived out of town. They didn't know they had a water pipe bust and you know, and these high usages and stuff. And just now, I was just reading about this and looking over this last night when I would say, when it comes to water usage, it comes to education once again. Education to show people that if the water line breaks, but you know, hopefully, I'm going to try to contact the city water people to say, do we monitor if somebody's bill water usage goes increasingly overnight? Is there like some kind of monitor that, you know, that they can say, oh, wow, within a week, within 3 days, these people went from this many gallons to this thousand gallons. And if that's the case, let's catch that water line instead of these people finding out the hard way, because then they have to contest the bill. I mean, I know that whole process. I think everybody in Santa Fe somewhere has had that problem. And running for city council, I've walked around and I asked people water and stuff. And one of the biggest things I've heard, and it actually makes me just don't know what to say, is when I mention water, people say, well, Las Campanas waters all their grass. And I'm like, you know, don't worry about Las Campanas anymore. Worry about yourself. You know, if they're not following the rules, then you make the better service and you make the rules. You know, and get your minds away from that. And I see people saying what's good for them should be good for everybody. You know, we all want fairness along the line. But maybe it's just a matter of your own personal conscience and your own personal use. You know, I know for myself, my home has a pitched roof, and the water runoff from the winters and the snow is caught on, and it drips right into the trees. You know, and that's something that I did. And I have xeriscaping, and I don't plant huge plants every year. And, it's my way of being smart about it. You know, I do have a little bit of grass in the backyard, and luckily, you know, this past summer we had a great moisture, so I didn't have to water consistently. But at the same time, I want to have the enjoyment of that too. But I've just made sure to be smart about it. And if you collect the rainwater and you collect all that stuff, you know, you can do good. And I know a lot.
And you can also start supporting businesses that help you do that.
Yeah, you know, and you know, even a lot of our local businesses have the large silos that collect water. So I think everybody is conscious about it. It's just a matter of, what is it, the domino effect. It's the domino effect. And just do it for yourself, you know. And because I know if I look for city council, my gosh, I know they monitor city council water. So but I'm smart about it now, so I'm not worried about it for the future.
We're talking to Doug Nava, who is running for city council in District 1. Affordable housing for you, as somebody who's lived here all your life, must be something that you've really been watching closely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know that affordable housing has been on city council all the way back to Mayor Jaramillo. I think she, to me, has always been the big one that endorsed it and kind of brought that up. And I agree with affordable housing. At the forum with the Real Estate Association that we had this past week, you know, that was one question, affordable housing. And when it came to me, I said, you know, it's only 30%, which is nothing. 30% is nothing.
30% of any development
of that's development, that bit is 30%. I said, you know, that's pretty minimal, you know, for what we ask for here in the city. I would love to see more affordable housing, just because we have a lot of people who have left to go live elsewhere. You know, even a lot of our public safety aides commute on a daily basis. And we don't need that. And of course, when they leave, they take their grocery receipt money elsewhere. You know, so they stay home on weekends in places like Rio Rancho, and they support it there compared to being here, because they just come to work and they leave. And I want everybody to benefit from Santa Fe. You know, I want people who there might be that couple that has retired here, and they retire here not with millions of dollars, but they want to retire here because they love it here. And you know, I'm fortunate to be born and raised here. So if I love it here, then let everybody else love it here too. And if we make it affordable, people stay. And when people stay, grocery receipts get generated. You know, it's like the food chain. You know, you feed me, I feed you, and I'm very for affordable housing. And I know with North Quadrant being proposed, you know, that should be a point of affordable housing. And yes, the people of Northside Santa Fe don't want it. And I, you know, my views on North Quadrant, you know, if I was elected, I probably would have voted no for it. Not because I'm against it, just because I think, let's finish one project at a time before we start building another project. Just because we have open land doesn't mean we have to stick a building or a fence on every open land. But on the same side to that, I'm fortunate to be raised on north side of town, which is a historical district, which is, you know, I know that North Quadrant, you'd be off the interstate, but you're still on this side of town, and everybody deserves to be part of everything.
Doug Nava is running for city councilor in District 1, and we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
And I appreciate it, and to all those people out there, it's not a matter about who you vote for. Use your amendment rights and vote.
Vote indeed. Thank you.
Have a good day to all of you.
And we were supposed to speak today with Ron Trujillo, who is running unopposed in District 4. And ladies and gentlemen, there just isn't enough time. So what we're going to do is have Ron Trujillo here tomorrow morning on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And we will just extend our mayoral and city council coverage another day, or at least a few minutes into the next day. We've got lots of other good stuff scheduled for you tomorrow. Once again, Election Day is on Tuesday, March 2nd, from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening. Early voting is going on through the 26th of February. For more information about voting and elections and candidates and everything else, you can go to santafenm.gov. I want to let you know also that tomorrow morning on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, after Ron Trujillo, we're going to be speaking to Sandy Buffett of Conservation Voters New Mexico about what's going on in the legislature in terms of environmental legislation. And we'll be speaking to Madi Sato, musician and vocalist, and hearing some of her music as well. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news, followed by KSFR's award-winning news team, and then jazz.